USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Pope Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional To the City and the World speech, highlighting conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, and demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace. And history's first Latin American pope also offered prayers for Venezuelans and Nicaraguans experiencing political and economic hardship.
I think in particular of the Venezuelan people, of all those who lack the minimal conditions for leading a dignified and secure life.
And special prayers needed for those in Sri Lanka this Easter, where blasts at churches and luxury hotels have left more than 200 dead and hundreds more injured. The violence ends a decade of relative peace in Sri Lanka following the end of its civil war in 2009. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union the media should be apologizing for its crusade against the president now that the Mueller report clears him of any wrongdoing.
He was pursued for years for a false charge. Two FBI investigations, one with four affidavits for electronic surveillance that turn out to be fraudulent. That's a big crime. Now, turns out he didn't do it. Isn't anybody in the media interested in how did this happen?
Giuliani says there was nothing wrong with getting information from the Russians. One woman was hacked to death, another hospitalized after a brutal attack in New York. Deputy Police Chief Michael Kenyon says an axe was recovered in the apartment building's trash compactor.
This was a brutal, a terrible, vicious attack, and I stand by that. It was on both victims suffered multiple deep lacerations.
The victim's 4-year-old daughter was found unharmed inside the apartment. Police have arrested 34-year-old Jerry Brown of Brooklyn. He's facing murder charges. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earth Day is tomorrow, and many people are turning to reusable products. And some places are now banning straws in an effort to save sea life. USA's Wendy King has more.
The bans are gaining momentum as whales and other marine life are increasingly found dead, washed up on the shores with stomachs full of plastic. Switching to reusable products has its own problems, though. Nicholas Malos is director of the Trash Free Seas program at Ocean Conservancy.
Getting a product to scale or transitioning to a new material can be expensive. We're seeing companies out there like Starbucks that have committed to eliminate the straw from their marketplace, investing in other consumption methods that replace that straw. So it can be done even though it is hard.
Biodegradable and reusable telescoping straws that you carry with you are now hot in the marketplace. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Yes, Democrats still debating amongst themselves whether to move toward impeachment on President Trump. On the campaign trail in Las Vegas, Senator Cory Booker says he's not there yet.
I do not think it's time to move towards impeachment. I'm about to tell you why. I do not think it's time to move towards impeachment because Congress hasn't seen the report without its redactions.
Well,
I want to go through the processes I want to go through. I want to see it on the redacted report. I want to have Robert Mueller come and testify before the Judiciary Committee. And I want to make sure that we see the underlying evidence. So I know a lot of people are already ready to, like, impeach. But I'm a guy that believes that this is not a partisan issue. This is a process. We need to follow a process to come to that conclusion.
This is USA Radio News.